Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave coming up for you today on the podcast. I'm happy to have you here. I'm a little excited, a little bit off my game today because I looked at my calendar and at the time of recording, this is in middle of March, I looked at my calendar for what's coming up this week and I'm going to be sitting down with Bob Young. And you're like, Dave, who's Bob Young? He's the older brother of a guy many of you will know. His little brother is named Neil Young, you know, Harvest Moon and all of that great Canadian artist celebrated around the world. So I get to sit down with Neil's older brother, Bob, to talk about his book on my Living the Next Chapter podcast. You got to know I'm going to ask Bob about his brother and music. I'm a musician. I've been a musician for 45 years. So to sit down and have a conversation with Neil's older brother, I'm thrilled at that. Right? And how would I ever have time with somebody like that? Really, without a podcast, it would never happen. Do you think he would spend time with me? He'd give an hour of his time to come and talk to Dave? Probably not. But he's got a great book to promote and share with us in the world. So I'm so excited to have him on. So I'm a little bit kind of off my game this week as I think and prepare for that episode. Not that I prepare differently for a bigger name person who has some celebrity behind their name, but it just makes me like a little giddy inside that I get to talk to somebody that I admire, and I admire his family, his brother, and we get to have a great conversation. And he's Canadian, so that's even better because, you know, I'm Canadian. So, yeah, Bob Young coming up on my Living the Next Chapter podcast, which is at livingthenextchapter.com if you're interested. 350-some episodes in 3 years, less than 3 years. Three episodes a week go for that podcast, in addition to the How to Podcast series and the other podcasts that I do, numerous shows. So anyways, livingthenextchapter.com. If you're interested, if you love golf, we're going to be talking golf on that show with Bob Young. If you love music and you love Neil Young, we'll be talking about music as well. livingthenextchapter.com. Or Living the Next Chapter on YouTube, if you're interested. There you go, little plug out of the way, but I'm still a little giddy. So just so you know, yeah, it's pretty exciting. If you want to meet your superstars, people you admire, other authors, speakers, influencers, just people you look up to. I've had movie stars on my podcast. I've had famous musicians on my show who walk the red carpet. Like, it's exciting to have a podcast. And if you're at the beginning part of your show and you're thinking, oh, you know, I just want to get this thing off the ground. I'm telling you, commit to your podcast, commit to your topic, build a community, and these great opportunities are going to make their way into your life. And you're going to have these giddy moments like I'm having right now going, OMG, I can't believe I get to talk to somebody that I admire. So pursue your dreams. Your podcast is ahead of you. You got great things ahead of you. And all you need to do is start. So if you're getting stuck on starting, howtopodcast.ca, get in my calendar. Let's have a conversation. Let's get you over the hump. Let's get you going here. Come on. Let's go. We need you to catch up. We need you to be part of the group at howtopodcast.ca. So today we're talking about 5 podcasting guidelines to follow. And these 5 guidelines I'm extracting from the book that I did an episode of on the How to Podcast series called NPR's Podcast Startup Guide. I downloaded the audio version of the Startup Guide from Audible. I loved it. And then I went and bought the hardcover book, which I have in my hand. And it is amazing. It is really, really good. I would strongly suggest that you add this to your library as a podcaster, as you're learning to podcast. Again, keep in mind that NPR is a massive organization with tons of staff and people who are assistants to the assistant, to the person who gets the coffee, to the person who stirs the coffee. You know, they have a big team. You and me, we're solo podcasters. We do this ourselves. We do it all. We wear all of the hats at the same time and it looks ridiculous, but we do it and we do it well. So, but the book, if you keep that filter in your mind that some of the stuff in here talks about working with a team, which you don't have, Just keep that in mind. But there is a lot of great things in here that will definitely help you on your journey as a podcast. And if you listen to the audio version, it's just kind of cheeky, funny, a little silly at times, very punny, which I love. I totally enjoy punny stuff. If you're really punny and you love puns, just go to my outofpodcast.ca and leave me a pun on my speak pipe. Just something really punny that makes me go, oh, good one, a zinger. I'd love to hear your puns and your weird jokes, whatever. Send them to me, outofpodcast.ca, through my speak pipe, and then I'll throw them in. Maybe I'll do an episode of funny, weird jokes from the listeners. I don't know. It'd be fun for me. I just need to laugh sometimes. So yeah, the book, again, NPR's Podcast Startup Guide, a link in the show notes. If you want the book or the audiobook, I suggest both. But from this book, if I could compile the entire book, like tons and tons of pages here, down into five main points for you and your podcast today, because, hey, you might not have time to read this right now or listen to the episode or listen to the audiobook, but you want something that you can do today in your podcast, here are five podcasting guidelines for you to follow in your show. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? We're going to put golf swings in here in between each one because of what's happening with Bob coming on my show to talk about his book. But anyways, so there'll be some golf swings in between. Let's tee off here. And I'm not going to tee you off, but let's tee off and let's swing for the nine hole. Let's go. We're going to jump in here. Five podcasting guidelines to follow. Number one, we need to embrace our authenticity. Here we go. So as podcasters, we need to embrace our authenticity. We need to embrace who we are and engage with our listeners by letting your genuine self shine through in your podcast. What is your genuine self? Have you ever defined that? Do you know who you are? Do you know how you show up in the world? And the one thing that I'm hearing back from listeners to Had a Podcast series and my seven other podcasts is that when they listen to my show, they like my voice, which, okay, wait a minute. I'm just like you at the beginning of my podcast journey, where even though I've spoken on stages and done lots of that kind of stuff in my past, I still wrestle with the sound of my own voice and the way my inflection is in my voice and the terminology that I use. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to grow my vocabulary. I'm trying to grow and make my grammar better so that I speak good, right? Because sometimes I slide into my old ways, and sometimes I need to refresh my vocabulary and learn some new words and learn to use my words properly and to hand my stuff over to someone and have them edit me. Oh, there's a lot of red marks on the page. I don't know if that ever happens to you, but it happens to me. And as you build your podcast, as you get used to being on the microphone, a level of confidence comes, not arrogance, but confidence in that you can show up, you can deliver, you kind of know where you're going. Podcasting gets easier the more you do this. Just like riding a bike. First time on a bike, you're really wobbly, you'll fall down, you'll scrape up your knees, you'll cry, you'll look terrible. People will laugh and point as you try to work your way down the road on this two-wheel bike, balancing, and the training wheels come off, and it's a nightmare. But eventually, you can hop on a bike later on in life, not even give it a second thought. Same with podcasting. You can just jump on the mic, hit record, off you go, and you're like, oh, I remember there was a time when I was wobbly, unsure of myself, and really struggling as a podcaster. Now it just seems to be normal that I can come to the mic and do this thing. It's going to come. The only way it's going to come is by riding the bike. You can't park the bike on the front yard, look at it, or read books about riding a bike. You have to ride the bike to get better at riding the bike. Podcasting, you have to get better at podcasting, not by reading NPR's Podcast Startup Guide. It's a great resource, but it's not going to help you unless you hit record. You have to actually do the thing, not just study the thing. So that's the big deal in podcasting, is let's embrace who our genuine self is, and you need to define who that is for yourself and let it shine through in your podcast. Let people hear you. If I read to you like an audiobook on this podcast and never gave you some inside information on me, some insight to who I am, sharing the story about Bob coming on my podcast, upcoming soon, like all of those things are things that kind of endear us to the host of the podcast, bring us behind the scenes. We get to know them. And then when we have time with them, that's another whole level, which you can do in my calendar, howtopodcast.ca. August did that. August reached out, listened to the show. August sent me a message and we're getting together, which is great. Like, that's what I mean. Like, getting together with listeners and building relationships. That's what podcasting is about. Let your genuine self shine through in your podcast. Embrace your authenticity. That's the first step in this five-step guideline to follow for your podcast. Number two is to prioritize preparation. So you don't just show up to a podcast with no prep and just turn the mic on and go, well, I release every Monday at 6 a.m. It's Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I've spent zero time thinking about you as my audience or my content this week. I really am busy. I don't really have time for this, but you know, I committed to having a podcast every Monday at 6 a.m. So let's turn this microphone on here and I'll sit down and drink my half drink cup of coffee and let's just wing it, see what comes up. I have no idea where I'm going with this. But, you know, got to stay faithful to my release date. I don't really have any content for you today, but here I am. Let's see what happens. Now, what does that say to your listener? A, you're not prepared for this. B, they don't matter. And C, who really cares about your podcast in the moment? Because apparently you as a host don't. So what kind of preparation have you put in place for your podcast? What kind of preparation have you invested? What are you doing to stay on top of your calendar of release dates, looking into the future? Again, what I do as a little tip behind the scenes is I just, anytime something comes to my mind, like the NPR podcast startup guide that I talked about, or other things, I just email them to myself. It could be something I see on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, something that strikes something for me that I'm thinking, oh, I would love to talk about that on the How to Podcast series. And I just email it to myself. And I put in the subject line of my email topic, and then I give it a topic, so whatever. So it might be monetization or microphone technique or building a website for your podcast. I give it some kind of parameters around what this is about, and I put the link to whatever it is that I want to discuss with you, a book link, a YouTube link, TikTok, Instagram, whatever link, to remind myself that I want to talk about that on the show. And I just email it to myself and I have a folder in my Gmail that just says topics. And as the emails come in, I grab all my topic emails and move them to the topic folder. And as I come to the mic and record in advance, I batch record, which means I record in advance. I don't record the day before. This podcast right now, as I looked at my calendar, I am scheduled all the way into May. So I could stop podcasting right now, being March 13th, and I could take a break and you would never know because three episodes a week are coming out all the way into May. Already preloaded, locked in with my podcasting host. And again, I could walk away from the mic, go do something else, and I could have weeks and weeks of downtime and not record a single episode because everything's done in advance. Because when I have time in my calendar, I record. I just make it a priority, and that's how I do that. So prepare. Prepare your podcast in advance. Prepare your content in advance. Look ahead in the calendar. If your podcast is a podcast for dads and Father's Day is coming up, and it could be months away, then record the episode now and just set it to go live before Father's Day. If your podcast is around a special event or seasonality to your podcast, go ahead and record those episodes now. You don't have to wait. You can record an episode around Thanksgiving and record it in June. You don't have to wait until a day or two before the actual release date to record. Record in advance. give yourself the gift of time by being prepared in all the things you do. So stop winging it when you come to the mic. Stop winging it when you create content, because it comes off to your listeners like you're unprepared, you don't know where you're going, and they don't know why they should care about your show. Be meticulous when you prepare for your podcast. It ensures that your audience cares about your message, and it also ensures that you care about your message. And that'll come across when you do that. I have prepared these 5 things to talk to you about today. I didn't come to the mic today and go, I'm going to make up some guidelines to follow for your podcast. Let's see where we go. I have them right in front of me. I know what the next point. I know that 3 is coming up. So I am prepared for you to get these 5 points. See what I'm doing? Demonstrating to you that you need to be prepared in your podcast. Please be prepared. Stop winging it. You're not impressing anyone. Make sure you have a net. Those trapeze artists at the circus that do all those amazing tricks in the air and they go from trapeze to trapeze and somebody catches them, that's called preparation. People don't just show up and jump up there on the swings and try to do something. They prepare, they practice, they train, and there's a net called preparation to save them if they make a miss. Prepare for your podcast. That's 2. Prioritize it. 3, embrace discovery. So we talk all about be prepared and prioritize your preparation, but 3 goes right hand in hand with prioritizing your preparation. You need to embrace discovery. While preparation is essential for your podcast, you must prepare. Be open to unexpected twists, allowing for insightful revelations in your podcast. When I get on my Living the Next Chapter podcast, I always pre-interview my guests in advance. So we meet twice, once for about 30 minutes. We talk about the show. I tell them about the audience. I tell them about who's listening, why the podcast matters, where the name of the show came from, how long we've been doing it, the release schedule, what I need from them for their assets, links to their website, whatever, their book, their image that I want to use for promoting the episode. And then we talk through all of those steps, answer all of their questions about the show. I get to check out their technology. Do they sound good without any question about their microphones and how they sound? Is it noisy environment in the background? Is that dog barking while they're talking? Is the cat knocking the camera over while we chat? All of those things. We work through all of that in a pre-interview, and then they come back for the actual interview. So even in the preparation of having all of that work done, when we get together for the interview, when my guest answers a question and it takes me in a new direction that's not in my plans, I don't stick to my plans and ignore this new direction when they say, and that's the day when my car broke down and a stranger picked me up, and that stranger happened to be Bono from U2. And the listeners are like, wait a minute. Did you say Bono from U2 picked you up and your car was broken down? Oh, yeah. But me as a host, my next question is not about Bono from U2. My next question is about how did you design the cover for your book? So I'm going to skip what you said about Bono stopping to pick you up and take you to safety. I'm going to skip all that. My audience is going to be so upset because, wait a minute, and I'm going to go to, so tell me, that's great. Tell me about the design of your book. Who designed the cover? And my audience goes, hang on. Hey there, wait a minute. Can we go back to the Bono story for a second? I want to know more about that. What happened? What's Bono like? What happened? And again, be okay with embracing discovery. Things are going to happen in the course of your conversation, if you're an interview-based podcast, where something's going to happen in the conversation and it's going to take a turn away from your planned out preparation. Question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to run through these questions. I'm going to ignore anything extra that my guest says. Your audience is not going to be happy with you. You need to listen to your guest, be confident in the questions, and be confident to throw your clipboard away when they come up with something that makes you go, wait, hold on. Tell me about that. Tell me about that. I want to know more about that. I'm super curious. So prioritize your preparation, we said in episode number two, but embrace your discovery. There's going to be times when things are going to be completely unexpected. A twist is going to happen. You need to allow the conversation to chase the topic, chase what was discussed, chase that last answer. Don't be afraid to wander off script and come back to it when you can. But there's going to be moments where there's going to be gold that's going to come out of your guests. And they'll be like, you know what? I never talked about this before on a podcast. No one's ever asked me that question before. I've never talked about this in public before. This is something I've only told my therapist, but I'll tell you on your show. That is gold. That is podcasting gold. You've struck $1 million when you hear your guests say that. So embrace discovery. Don't be so tied to your preparation that you're not even listening to your guests anymore. Please embrace discovery. Number four is be an enhanced version of yourself. So who are you? Like, who are you? I've actually had the people ask me that when we stop recording. And my guest looks straight into the camera and they're like, Dave, who are you? Like, I've never been on a podcast like this before. I've never experienced this type of podcast recording, interview. When your guest looks up to the far right off camera as they're trying to come up with an answer, the far left as they go, wow, you know, I've never put those two things together before. I've had like super, super smart people who, again, I should have no time with them in their calendar, come on my show. And I, even in the course of conversation with them, as we talk about their thing, I get curious and I ask a question of them, which seems just a common question to me, but they look at me like, who are you? I just wrote a book about this and I didn't even think about that. That's not even in my book. Now I got to go rethink everything. Dave, who are you? So I'm challenging you to be an enhanced version of yourself. So if you were to meet Dave outside of podcasting at a local cafe, convention, restaurant, the mall, wherever, walking down the street, you would meet a guy. Let me describe Dave to you. My name is Dave. I am the quiet guy who sits in the corner at large functions. I'm overwhelmed by big groups of people. I'm not nervous in front of people. I've spoken in front of thousands of people. I've played music in front of thousands of people. I can turn that switch on and off where I can be public facing. But I'm like dying inside. My heart is pounding in my throat. I'm going to throw up any second. That's me. I am really, I just don't do well in big groups and conventions and conferences. Yeah, I'll go to a class and sit in on the class, but I don't feed off of big groups of people. Unlike my wife, Jennifer, who loves it. That's what lights her up, right? So that's just how things go for her. And that's the difference between the two of us, and that's what makes us a superhero couple, is that we're both different, and that makes it great. So, but for me, when I come to the microphone, I have to step it up a little bit. I have to be more refined. I have to be sharper, funnier, and even possibly smarter than the regular version of me that you'll meet in public. I'm not fake. I'm not putting on a facade, right? You know what a facade is. That's that fake exterior that you see on movie lots, where it looks like a downtown city street with all the shops and stuff, but you open the door and there's nothing there. It's just a facade. It's fake. You can't even go into the building. The door opens and that's it. It's all fake. And you can walk around the backside of it and just see nothing. There's nothing there. So I'm not fake as a podcaster. I'm not putting up a fake facade. I'm not like that guy that announces monster truck things, you know, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. That's not me. I don't talk like that. I don't talk like that in my normal life, and I don't do that here because that is a fake version of me. I am the same Dave here talking to you that I would be if I met you in public. And that's easy to remember because it's just me. I'm not being fake. But I do need to step it up a bit. So if you are kind of a monotone person, if you read like a robot and sound like a robot when you read, you really need to start working on inflection. You need to start putting some humanity into your voice and listen back to it and be like, how can I soften up the edges? I sound really robotic. I sound really forced. I sound really scripted. How can I sound like I'm talking to my best friend? And then work on that. How can I be more concise and clear? How can I stop rambling? Maybe I go on tangents. Maybe I get distracted easily, like a little squirrel running around going, ah, right? My podcast is all over the place. Maybe I should edit more. Maybe I should make myself sound better through editing. There's a lot of ways to be an enhanced version of yourself. And I really want you to work on your persona as a podcaster. What is your persona? What do you want people to experience? When you come on as a podcast host with an interview guest, you want to be in control. You want to know that tech works. You want to know how to problem solve on the fly. You want to have confidence. You want your guest to go, oh, this person knows what the heck they're doing. I've had people come on my show and they're like, I just came from another podcast. And that podcaster was so all over the place. They talked more than I did as a guest on the show. Like, it just was really weird. You want to be in control of your show. You want to exude to your guests that you have confidence in who you are and what you're doing. And that comes from being an enhanced version of yourself. So whatever you are in your day-to-day, I want you to go one notch more. So if you're kind of funny, I want you to be a little bit more funny. If you're quiet, I want you to be a little bit less quiet. If you're shy, I want you to be a little less shy. Whatever that is of you, I want you to move it up one notch and then listen to it and see how you feel. And then maybe move it up maybe one more notch. And that's what I want you to do. Even when you're recording by yourself, like I am with my cat, just the two of us, I am trying to be as animated. I'm using my hands when I'm talking. I'm not hitting my mic because it's away from me, but I'm animated. I'm speaking to you. So that we're connecting, even though you're listening to this 6 months from now, a year from now, you're hearing this episode, I still want to be connected to you. Be an enhanced version of yourself. And the last thing in the 5 guidelines to follow for your podcast, we talked about embracing authenticity. We talked about prioritizing preparation. We talked about embracing discovery. We talked about being an enhanced version of yourself. And to end off, number 5, is to prioritize your editing. Why is it important to edit your show? Now, I listen to some people who are quote-unquote experts in podcasting, and they'll do like a live stream. And then their live stream, it is recorded live. And what they do is they brag about the fact that they don't edit their show. And if they edited their show, they wouldn't be a podcaster. And I'm like, oh, that stings a little. Because for the listener, what we get as the result of your lack of editing is a lot of rambling tangents, sniffles. Sniffles, where they're like in the microphone doing those kind of sniffle sounds, which are disgusting. That was a fake one, by the way. Or they need a drink of water and their voice gets really bad and they're coughing. So the doorbell rings and the phone goes off or something happens in the background and you're like, really? Really? Like, you couldn't edit that out for the sake of the listener? Editing creates a better experience for your audience. And at the end of the day, without your audience, are you really a podcaster? You need an audience and you don't want to turn them away to be convenient to yourself and not edit. So that's why I created another show, just by the way, while we're here, shameless plug, brought to you by Dave. It's the Podcast Editing and Support Show at podcasteditingandsupport.com. And what I do is I help podcasters find editors that they can hire to do their editing for them. And at the same time, I help editors become better editors to support podcasters because there's a gap between the two. There's shows about podcast editing and there's shows about podcasting, which you're listening to right now, but to combine the two and introduce people who are looking for a video editor with an amazing video editor, or an audio-based podcast looking for an audio editor, or somebody who can support with building websites or helping you with social media or setting up your YouTube channel or connecting you to all the players for your podcaster. That's what I'm doing, is I'm using podcasteditingandsupport.com and that show to help connect you with a podcast editor so that you understand how it all works and help podcast editors to support you better as a podcaster. Again, check it out if you're interested. That's my new show. Podcast editing is important because we need to recognize the significance of editing as a means to focus our discussions and highlight unique aspects of our podcast. Do not underestimate the importance of editing your podcast. When you hear people say that they don't edit, they don't see value in editing, I challenge you with this as a response. Do you see value in your audience? Do you see value in giving your audience back time? Could your 30-minute episode recording be cut back to 20 minutes, taking out all the fluff and all the mistakes and the big gaps and kind of the mess-ups that happen because we're human beings? If you could cut a 30-minute episode down 20 minutes and give your audience back 10 minutes of time, is that not valuable? Because your listener, you right now, are paying for this podcast, not with money, but with your time. And your time is worth money, right? That's why we all have jobs, to make money by giving up our time. So you listening to the show, you are paying me right now, thank you, with your attention to the podcast. And you've stuck with me all the way through these 5 points, all the way to this point, which tells me that you find value in the show. So you're surrendering your time to me, even though you're washing the dishes, walking the dog, you're at work stocking shelves like I do. You're doing something else possibly, but you are still attentive to what we're talking about here on the show. That tells me that you're finding value, and thank you for that. We need to prioritize our editing and take out all the stuff. So as I record this right now, I'm at around 32 minutes, 21 seconds. And I've probably chopped out about 5 minutes, roughly total, of misstarts, a sneeze that happened during the recording. You didn't hear it because it's not in there. My cat wanted out of the room. I had to let her out. Those things don't add value to you, right? They're a distraction from the content and what we're talking about. So I took them out because editing is important. Editing is our best friend, and you need to embrace your best friend and bring your best friend into your podcast. If you don't know how to edit your podcast, you have no idea how to do this, then reach out to me. I would love to talk to you, show you on screen through Zoom screen share, how to do your own recording, how to do it for free. Yes, podcastforfree.com is my website as well. And I can show you how to do all of this for free. It won't cost you a single thing, just your time and attention to learn how to do it. And if you're like, I can't do that stuff, Dave, I don't know how to do that. If you've ever learned how to do anything before, you can learn how to do this. So stop disqualifying yourself. You're super smart and talented. You're an amazing person, and you can figure this out. And when someone is here with my hand raised, someone's here that wants to help you learn, then you have everything you need. So stop saying no, start saying yes, and learn something new. And maybe you can take what you learn by doing your own edits to become an editor and turn it into a business. I did. It works. So those are the 5 podcasting guidelines for you to follow. Thank you for being here in the How to Podcast series. Again, remind your listeners to listen to the entirety of your podcast. It's a great way to signal to the apps that the podcast that your listeners are listening to has value. And those apps are going to promote your episode because everybody who comes to your podcast, you listening right now to the very end of this show, tells the apps, Apple, Spotify, Audible, YouTube, it tells them that every time we send a listener to Dave's show or to your show, that people stick around. Your podcast is sticky. People go there and they stay. They don't bounce after 1 minute. They stay to the end. That's how you get promoted. Not the 5-star reviews. Not this new and noteworthy. No, that's good social proof. that people like your show. It's kind of nice. But listening to the end is the signal, the true signal to your apps that this podcast is worth promoting. So ask your audience, like I'm doing right now, when you press play on the How to Podcast series, I'm asking you to please listen to the entirety of the podcast, right to the end. That's how you're going to help this podcast grow and for more people to find the show. And if you want to go one step further, tell another podcast about us. That would be amazing. If there's value in this episode and you're like, I know somebody who needs this, then hit the share button, let somebody know, grab their phone, subscribe to this podcast for them on their phone, and let them know about the How to Podcast series. Thank you for being here. I truly appreciate you. And again, if you're interested in that interview with Bob Young, Neil Young's older brother, then head over to Living the Next Chapter and you can check it out. Super excited. Can't wait to share that with you. And again, thank you for being here on the podcast. We'll talk soon. Get out there. Start your show. Send me a link so I can hear it. Take care. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.